had it. I had it on LP. And but he played it on his 7-inch for our wedding.
Ponías en orden, lo que hay en orden. Palabra de hombre, no hay otro mejor que nombres. Calaca anda cerca en formas que bien conoces. Por eso me la paso tranquilo. Le me cherry rolao en el cigarrillo, pensando en los míos. Pensando en las leches que no me he cogido. Mi ego, mi egoísmo siempre pasan en conflicto. Mírame a los ojos, juntos, dile lo que ves. Un monstruo bajo control con mucho poder. Viviendo con el vivo, lo que debes perder. Todo en un momento termina de ser. Termina de ser. Todo en un momento lo puedes perder. Lo puedes perder. Todo en un momento termina de ser. Soy de barrio, criado en la selva de concreto. Moro gueto, rodeado de bandido y mal ejemplo. No los tengo, no los tuve creciendo. En su día temprana edad de ser el más enfermo. Quedé un poco trastornado de tanto tiroteo, tanto puñalazo. Eso estuvo feo, a nadie le deseo. Las calles me hicieron. Tengo la placa de lado a lado en mi pecho. Mírame a los ojos, dime lo que ves. Un monstruo bajo control con mucho poder. Viviendo como vivo, lo puedes perder. Termina de ser.
Now hear me though.
La vida es barata por estas áreas. Te roban, no te matan y no hay represalia. Mírame a los ojos, dime lo que ves. Un ser un poco loco sin nada que perder. Nadie que sostener, no pues. Yo tengo todos mis sentidos y no me doy por vencer. No les des el placer que te la mamen sin morder. Ellos son la basura, se tienen que remover. Mírame a los ojos, dime lo que ves. Un monstruo bajo control con mucho poder. Viviendo como vivo, lo puedes perder. Todo en un momento termina de ser. Termina de ser. Todo en un momento lo puedes perder. Lo puedes perder. Todo en un momento termina de ser.
Getting close, real close. And now for some more bad news. Ready?
Well, this gets worse, come on.
2,258 years ago, the first sovereign emperor, Chunji Wong Anijima, he subjugated Lo Pan, made him of no flesh. Only an evil dream.
Get to the goddamn point, Egg.
In order to be whole again, he had to find this certain girl of his prophecy and marry her to appease the god of the east. But to appease the emperor, he had to kill her.
Kill her? No! Well, let's go. What are we sitting around talking Chinese history for when we gotta get...
Oh, we are getting ready to strike the final blow. If we reach Lo Pan.
When we reach Lo Pan.
Ah, and the power in this flask would be our only hope against the Bodhisattva of the underworld, the ultimate evil spirit. Oh, yes. Only a dream can kill a dream. I've waited for this for a long time, Jack. The evil dream will die.
Danso, come on, Lo Pan, how's it been?
Wing Kong outside.
Are they real?
Yeah. Dress for Lo Pan's wedding.
What's in the flask, Egg? Magic potion?
Yeah.
Thought so. Good. What do we do? Drink it?
Yeah.
Good. Thought so.
No, please. What is that? Don't tell me.
A guardian. What did Seized Lopan know?
They have returned. And this time they are not alone. Egg Shen is with them. A little bastard sorcerer has brought them through the bulk of the dead trees. Egg Shen. Egg Shen. You have come a long ways to find me. But it is too late. There are two girls with green eyes, and I will marry them both. And then I will sacrifice Gracie Law to appease my emperor and live out my earthly pleasures with Mao Yin. That's right, Egg Shen. The best of two worlds.
Hey, you never know till you try. Get out of here. You know what I don't like about this? Where is everybody?
Preparing for Lopan's wedding.
We should not be in here. Not this easily. It's a setup, I'm telling you.
Lopan is about to take his queen. He's too busy to care.
So where is he, Egg? Huh? Where?
Here.
What? Hollow?
Hollow.
Fuck it.
Jack!
I know. It's an elevator and it only goes down.
Yeah, look.
Hey, all right.
Time for the medicine!
This does what again, exactly?
Huge buzz. Oh, good. I can see things no one else can see. Do things no one else can do.
Real things?
As real as Lopan.
Hey, what more can a guy ask for?
Oh, the six demon bag.
Terrific, a six demon bag. Sensational. What's in it, Egg?
Wind, fire, all that kind of thing.
Here's to the Army and Navy and the battles they have won. Here's to America's colors, the colors that never run.
May the wings of liberty never lose a feather.
Feel pretty good. And I'm not scared at all. I just feel kind of invincible.
Me too. I got a very positive attitude about this.
Good, me too.
Yeah.
Is it getting hot in here, or is it just me?
Qing Dai. Qing Dai. Oh, great Qing Dai, equal with heaven. Come into our presence and witness his holy matrimony.
Mao Yin. And the ultimate evil spirit.
And now, my beloved disciples, the moment of truth, the needle of love.
I just shoot that bastard.
No, not until he's buried, then he's flesh.
Then it's too late.
O Qing Dai, you who shake the heavens. Descend from the east. All I ask in order to conquer this universe is that you grant me flesh and blood. Guide my hand as I insert this needle into Mao Yin.
Let him complete the ceremony, then he's ours for certain.
Come, my love. Give it to me.
Look out, guys!
Hey, y'all out there! Get funky with your friends in Metallica, man! Come on! We'll be right back.
Friday morning is here. RadioValencia.fm, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Shouts out to all. Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online, on the streets, in FM, broadcasting from the studio in the mission. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, STATION, at RadioValencia.fm. It's possible to have your own show. It's possible, probable, whether you want to be in front of the scenes, behind the scenes, in the middle of the scene. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. Or if you have music, bands, side projects, email soon at bands at RadioValencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at RadioValencia.fm. There is where you could send your instrumentals, your acapellas, your experimentals, and have it played on the air. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous innuendos. My name is Faco. So much music, so little time. Music you heard. A nice track featuring Rick James, Metallica, Ozzy Osbourne, all put together by Bill McClintock, the master of mashups. Before that, you heard something from Big Trouble in Little China. An awesome movie. So great. Also in there, we had music, new music From Cynic and DJ Muggs, song Ojos. / cassette. We also had music from The Bang. Kale and Baxley with Divided by the Speed of Light. We had music from Scars on Broadway with Done Me Wrong. And we start off the whole set with Strange Process, song Summertime. We caught up. If you want music, email me, itsfarco@gmail.com. It's Farco on X. Handle me. That's my handle, @itsfarco, ITSFACO. You can give me a call, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Or go on the chatterbox on RadioValencia.fm if it's working. But it's working on the app. If you have the app, and you could go and request, comment, shout outs, whatever you need. The big man is behind the microphone. Shouts outs to all. We here hanging out, trying to figure out what life is about. I'm over here making it into town with numerous vehicles, numerous ways of transportation. Shouts out to all. Making moves in 2025. So much news, so little time. Still, we get going. Man, we're just hanging out here. Big shouts out to all. Man, you know, people talking about, I've been talking about meteors, comets, you know, coming from a space, shooting through portals, aliens. You know, it's funny how it works, you know, because like back in the day, even just 10 years ago, let's just say 10 years ago or so, you know, it was like, oh, you know, it was exciting to hear like alien talk and UFO talk. It was exciting. Now you can't get away from it. You can't get away from it. Everyone's talking about aliens. Whether it's on the street, mainstream news, podcasts, TVs, radio, all that. Media. You know, I saw a homeless guy asking for $1 and he said, I'll tell you an alien story. And that was on his cardboard. You know? Now it's going the other way. Now it's like, oh, geez, more alien talk now. God. Oh, the comet's coming. Yeah. All right. Heard that 17 times already today, buddy. Come on, buddy. You know, it's everywhere. Gray aliens. No, the green aliens are actually nice. It's the gray aliens that you need to be careful. Okay, Fatco? All right. We already know this. It's everywhere. And I'm contributing to it because I still like talking about it. But still, we're talking about it a lot. You know? Aliens. Surviving comet hits, right? Survive it. There's plenty of people. Like if it hits us right now, a meteor, a comet, a big one, you know, because let's say it happened before, some I think survived. It had to, you know, like let's say a comet hit us right now, who would survive? You ever think about that? The only thing I could, like, you know, the people I can think of, like, if just by chance, you know, you go scuba diving and you're in the ocean or in a lake or some different part and you got a tank full of oxygen, like fully loaded. You might survive, right? Or if you're in a submarine, you could survive. Unless I know about certain things, like the submarines run on all electricity. I don't know. I don't know how submarines work. Do they use unleaded? Is it solar power? Nuclear. They're nuclear powered, right? I don't know if all of them are. But some, you know, would all the people in submarines be safe? Or would they still get hit? There's gotta be. So, like, if they, you know, there's been survivors of if comets hit Earth and changed everything. Some people say dinosaurs were taken out by a comet. I don't know if that's true, but, you know, some people say that. Or even if there were humans when a comet hit, I mean, it probably got like, you know, 95% of the people. But 5% survived. And, you know, it had to, because a lot of people have been told stories brought down from generations and generations. Someone survived it. Just by chance, they go into a cave. Like, what about these guys who are spelunkering? Is it spelunkering? They go down caves in ropes? What if a comet hits us right now? And just by chance, some guy's going spelunkering down in a cave deep, and that's what protects them. Or they have, you know, these caves you can go in, and because they're in these caves, they're protected. You know? And that's all these, what is it? All these adrenaline junkies might be safe. You know, I think I'm gonna go dive in a cave today, and just by chance, a meteor hits. And they're the survivor. Or a guy going scuba diving and he's in the water. Meteor hit. Oh my God. They're a survivor. Who else would survive? Just think about it right now. Meteor hits right now. Who else would have survived? A guy, people in a plane? You know, you're in the air, so maybe you don't get hit by the meteor. As long as you don't get, you're not in the area where the meteor hits, you're able to fly away. So those guys would survive. Would it, like a cruise ship, survive? I would think the wave's gonna take it out. You know, would they survive? Who are the most likely survivors in this day and age? Who's like the number one contenders of surviving? I'm talking about humans, actual people. You know, I think like adrenaline junkies. You know, maybe some surfers. Just by chance, they ride that big wave and they take it to the end, man. They take it to the end. You know, would they survive? Would be the ones only surviving? The elite building tunnels and cities underneath us, as they say they do. There's bunkers. They're gonna survive? Maybe, unless that bunker collapses. How do you plan from a hit from a meteor, guys? You know, people get hit by a car and get rear-ended, and they gotta get out, and they're put in a neck brace, and they have to stop the car, run in front of all the traffic. You know, those guys ain't gonna survive. You know, the only plan I could think of is just, you know, if I ever live like, you know, like a city. I don't live in a city. I live, you know, in a little town. But like if I lived in like a, one of these high-rise buildings, I'd make sure there's like a cattle pole on the very top, right? That would be my doomsday scenario. And I'd go straight to the top of the building. And if I see, like, you're in San Francisco, you're on top of the building, the waves coming at you, I would hope that catapult would just shoot me over the ocean or over the wave if it's not too high. So you end up behind the wave, you know, and you parachute on it. That would be my doomsday plan. Put the catapult at the top of the building. You gotta go, what if it could go medieval on the wave? You know, catapults are medieval. We'll see. What is your best bet? Hey, if I was closer, I'd hang out in the pyramids. I think those things are indestructible. I think the water wouldn't do anything to it. That's just me. They've lasted this long, guys. Still, they have to be indestructible. How are they not? People can still go in them. I'm not saying they're allowed the public, but there's actual people still going in. You would think it's going to collapse at any time. It's been years. I tell you, years. Maybe that's the best bet. Get in a pyramid. What's the closest pyramid to us? Is it in Mexico? You know? So, you know, if you ask the professional, it's at the Grand Canyon. Who are the most likely survivors, guys? Adrenaline junkies? Military? The rich and elite? Who knows, guys? Those are my, like, top three, I think, that would survive. I really think, like, an adrenaline junkie would survive it. They would stay calm. They would stay in the pocket, you know, or they're doing an activity, like, you know. What are those guys who wear those hand gliders that wear the squirrel suits? I think those guys might survive. I don't really know how. They might fly over the wave in their little squirrel suit. What are you gonna do, guys? guys. What are you going to do? Who's your best bet? Money on the line right now. It's roulette. Where do you put your money on? What number? What square? Who would survive a 2025 meteor hit, guys? What if you're in BART, man, and somehow you're able to survive between the connection of, like, San Francisco and Oakland? You're in that little tunnel, you know? What if that's the thing that protects you? I always thought that's the thing that's going to get you, you know, if you ask me. But what if that, you know, that little stretch between Oakland and SF on BART, what if you happen to be right inside of it as the meteor hit, and that's what saves you? As long as the meteor doesn't hit that exact spot, you know? Who knows, guys? I wondered about that. I've been hearing a lot of talk about that, and I started thinking, man, who are the biggest survivors? Who would be the biggest survivors? If you guys got ideas or you guys have a hunch, you let me know. 415-766-4428. And let me know who you think would survive. You could also email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. Okay. Shout outs to Baga Banini. Can you play this? All right. I got some music coming up for you. You know I will. Baga Banini says, billionaires in bunkers. That's a good safe bet. You know, if that was on the roulette table, that pays out 2-1. It's not 35-1. It's 2-1. You put your chips on billionaires, you're probably going to double your money. You know? It's not a big win, but it's not a loss. You know? It's actually, you're winning, but it's not a big win. So, that is a great, 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 you know, great spot to put your money on. Billionaires. Put your money on money. You know? It could be, dude, it could be anybody, man. You know, who would survive in 2025? Comet, meteor hits. You know? And I don't know if the whole world would get taken out, but, like, let's just say it's 90%. Who would survive? The people on Antarctica, they might survive. Shouts out to Gia. Gia. Thanks so much. I got requests for you too. That'll be coming up as well. But yeah, a comet hits us right now. Who's going to survive? Don't bet on Faco. I don't have a catapult. I don't live in a high rise. I'm not an adrenaline junkie, guys. That ain't me. And I'm definitely not a billionaire, you know? Maybe I think I should be an adrenaline junkie. You know, so what do? Maybe you gotta walk around with a bungee cord, walk around with the oxygen tank, walk around with a squirrel hang gliding suit so you could survive and jump off a mountain. Or a cliff and fly down over the wave or away from the wave. I don't know what would happen, guys. You guys let me know. Who are the top survivors in a 2025 comet hitting Earth? That's what I want to know. Let's brainstorm. Because there had to be some survivors from a past comet You know, because some stuff survived, guys. Some things and information has survived. So that's how it goes. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. We live and direct. Coming straight from the mission. The heart of San Francisco. And we got new music, and I want to play some new music right now. These guys came out. I think these guys are hitting hard right now. I feel like they're back, you know? They're back to their roots. Maybe I'm wrong, but if they sound like they're back. But this band is called the Deftones. This song's called Cut Hands. Radio.